Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy today on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. It's 3 p.m. 15-2011 on this wet and cloudy day in Atlanta, Georgia. Exciting news for everyone today from BGE Radio. We are in full gear with our kickoff from the hustle to the boardroom. And today I have Campaign Director Josue Andino here today to give more details and updates for the campaign. And with some relief, I also have Atlanta's very own James Brashears III, CEO of Corporate Code. James will be chatting with us today about who he is and how his company can assist you if you are in need of a second chance to gainfully get employed in these times. Hello, Josue, and welcome, James.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Happy New Year to you both, and it's a pleasure to have you on the air today. The lines are open, everyone, for questions. You can call into 347-215-8709. You can also join us in live chat on buildgrowandenjoy.com. So, Josue, what is the latest with from the hustle to the boardroom?
Oh, very exciting news. We have already secured three of the top people in business to be able to help the people, the population out there, to be able to get all the information needed to have a successful business. The main thing is, it's exciting news. More people are coming on, and it's amazing. We're having, for our first time doing this, and because we're looking to do this many, many more times, but obviously we're starting to have a waiting list. I don't think that we've even discussed that, how many people we have wanting to be on the panel and discuss the information, but we're taking the top of the top to be able to present.
Wow. So have you been getting a lot of the, I know I have, you know, people have been sending me a lot of the projects. So how's that being streamlined, and is there going to be a different way? Is there a way they're going to be able to come on the site just to input their information, or should they just still directly email you?
Oh, yes, we're having, it's funny because now that you say that, it's great that you pointed out, because I'm having people calling me, texting me, trying to send me their information and their projects, because for people that don't know, From the Hustle to the Boardroom is, again, the project of having a forum for people to be educated, but they may have an opportunity to be listened to by these professionals and by venture capitalists to get hopefully a deal funded and to compete for the ability to sit in front of a venture capitalist and present their idea. And the main thing is that if they could send their email request through the Build, Grow, and Enjoy website to me, Josue Andino, at buildgrowandenjoy.com, we're starting to
get contact. Josue Andino at buildgrowandenjoy.com.
Yes. And that will put you in the running to get your project looked at.
Okay. So are there some of the dates been streamlined? Any of the cutoff dates been extended?
Yes, we were looking to looking at February the 15th to be the date of cutoff, but we have gotten so many different requests for people to be a part of this program. They were extending it to the end of February. The last day of February would be the official cutoff date for us to get the project and to get people's information. So please don't wait until that last date, because we're getting more projects and more exposure than what we truly expected. So that's definitely something that is very positive.
That's very positive. So is there anything else you'd like to say, or you just want people just to email you directly with, you know, all the rest of their questions, or is there anything else you'd like to tell everyone?
Yeah, I would like to motivate people to send us your projects, send us your ideas, any questions that you may have regarding the Build, Grow, and Enjoy program, the Hustle to the Boardroom campaign, because this is more now of a not just a campaign, but just a movement to be able to get this country back into productivity. Okay, 2011 is going to be a great year. We want to make it great for everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jose, for your time. Stay dry out there. Big shout out to Tayano. Is his name Tayano?
Oh, Tayano Andino. He's my
Shouts out to you, Tayano. You guys stay dry out there. Don't melt. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, remember, everyone, if you want to email, you can email Josue for details more from the Hustle to the Boardroom, and also submit with your plan. And his email is josue.andino@buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can also get all this information on the website at buildgrowandenjoy.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I will be talking with James Brashears, the third CEO of Corporate Code. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
And we are back, and our very special guest, James Brashears III, CEO of Corporate Code, is here today to tell us about his company, Corporate Code, and how it has made a difference in the Atlanta community. The lines are open, and we are in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Thank you once again, James, for coming on today. I am honored.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So, James, tell us about Corporate Code, and just let us know, what is Corporate Code? Tell us about it.
Okay. Corporate Code is a nonprofit organization that's designed to assist displaced men, whether they're homeless, previously incarcerated, or just unemployed due to the economy, transition back into the workforce by giving them the tools and resources to look the part to present the best first impression. So basically what we do is we provide them with interview-appropriate attire, the haircut, the full gamut, the interview do's and don'ts, and those type of resources to help them present the best first impression on that big day.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, you've been featured on numerous networks. They consider you one of the most positive business here in Atlanta. Tell us more about that.
Well, I mean, I'm honored just to have been supported by the Atlanta, I guess, media circuit, so to say. Since we started about a year and a half ago, the organization itself has been featured on Fox, Good Day Atlanta, and Good Day Extra numerous times. We've also been featured on NBC as well as CBS, and a number of local publications have, you know, written articles in newspapers about the organization and the groundbreaking work that we're doing in the lives of men in transition.
Right, right, right. It is just awesome what you're doing. Now, what type of clients do you work with?
Only criteria that we have for our clients is that they successfully complete a job training program. So basically what we do is we partner with job training, Where Federal Work initiatives and programs throughout the metro Atlanta area, everything from Job Corps to Department of Labor to various nonprofit organizations or church and civil groups that have a job training component. And before the clients are about to graduate from those programs, they're in turn referred to us, and we provide them with, again, those tools to look the part to present the best first impression.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, are there other services that the Corporate Code offers, i.e. career development, and if so, what are they?
Yeah, what we do is we take them through a class of helping them fine-tune their resume and also assist clients in job search engine optimization, helping them, you know, search for jobs on the internet through the various website platforms, Monster, Career Builder, et cetera. And after they've obtained the job, we have what we call an alumni mentoring program where we bring the clients back on a monthly basis to help them move forward in life. Because it's one thing to help them get the job, but then, you know, some of these particular clients have been faced with a number of different vices in life, so now it's time for them to continue to move forward. So we provide seminars on conflict resolution, time management, help them do things that we typically take for granted, like opening a bank account and doing different things of that nature to still help them remain positive and move forward in their transition.
Right. And there's no cost to them, you know, for
there's
these seminars.
No cost to them at all. None whatsoever.
Okay. You also host a lot of events around Atlanta. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, well, what we do is what I intended to do when I first started the organization was is to start off with creating a great deal of awareness on the need for the services and the work that we're doing. So we did that by way of hosting a number of events. I've actually have a term that I've put out there called friendraisers. Where friends of the organization get together and they may collect clothing or make small monetary donations to the organization. Each year we have, and this is going to be our second year doing it, an annual event in June, Fashion and Philanthropy, where we have a weekend of events that celebrate all things gentlemen. So we'll have, you know, men walking the runway. It'll be hosted by local recognizement of style, so on and so forth. And again, a number of very non-threatening, entertaining ways for the community to get involved to support the work that we're doing.
Right. Well, speaking of style, I'll tell you, you know, I was looking at some of the stuff you guys have in your office. You guys got some nice stuff. I mean, people are walking in town going, where are you guys getting stuff from? I mean, it looks like top of line.
Yeah, well, one thing that I set out to do was I wanted to make the organization an organization that it didn't have a real Goodwill vibe about it. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with, you know, items from Goodwill, but when you have a man that's, you know, hit so many brick walls and given so many no's, it's almost like you have to uplift him and rebuild him from the inside out and provide him with things that I would wear. So what we do is we do a number of clothing donations and we have a very strict requirement about what we take. We don't want the things that have been sitting in the bottom of your closet for years, just things that, you know, slightly worn. They have to be dry cleaned and on a hanger when they're donated to us so we can provide the best service to the clients that are in need.
Right. So how can someone help, help Corporate Code?
Help, yeah. visiting our website, www.corporatecodeatl.org, gives a number of ways. I mean, from donating old clothing, you know, out of your closet, hosting a friendraiser of sorts, making a small monetary donation. We have one campaign that's running now that's actually listed on our website, and it's called Buy a Brick, Change His World. And basically, it's built off of the concept of traditionally people buy bricks to help rebuild buildings or churches. Well, we're selling bricks at a cost of $25, and basically what that does is help rebuild the foundation of a man. And it provides us with the tools to continue to offer our services to those clients that are in need.
Nice. Well, you know, people out there want to hear some success stories. We're going to take a quick break, and we'd like to hear some success stories, you know, the real side of it, just to share. That way it can touch some people out there to let them know that they have options for people that's, you know, wanting to assist them and help them get to that next level. So we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategy, the facilitation company.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, author of The Essential 55 and subject of the TNT movie, The Ron Clark Story. I'm currently starting a school here in Atlanta for 5th through 8th grade students. And through this school, we're going to revitalize education not only in Georgia, but all around the world. It's going to be amazing. To learn more, please visit our website, www.ronclarkacademy.com.
And we are back with James Brashears, the third CEO of Corporate Code. Before we left for the break, James was just letting us know about his phenomenal business that he has here in Atlanta, where he assists males to transition, giving them a second chance to appropriately dress to get gainful employment. Now, James, like I said, before we left, we want to hear some success stories. Give us some success stories of what you have seen and just have touched people's lives out there.
Well, you know, and I'll start off by saying that a number of people fail to realize that, like, currently men make up more than 60% of Georgia unemployment insurance claims, and the number's growing. So with that, there's a number of different homeless shelters that I tend to do a lot of work at. One, Peachtree and Pine, Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless. They have about 9,000 men that go through that shelter on a weekly basis. The numbers of men who are in the city that are in transition, and these aren't, I mean, everyone in, I don't care what tax bracket you're in, everyone's a paycheck or two away from homelessness. Right. It's the reality, right. And it's steady growing. There was one prime example was one client from the shelter on Peachtree and Pine. He was in a transition, very negative attitude about, you know, everything that was going on around him. He had a couple of interviews lined up, and he was trying to enter into a couple of different additional educational programs to help him, you know, move forward in the nursing arena.
Right.
We provided him – he had been going through these interviews and being told no for a period of time. We provided him with the tools, the resources, the suit, and the full gamut to, you know, go to this particular interview. Now he's actually about to graduate from nursing school from this particular program as a result of the services that we offered.
Wow.
It's things like that that we typically take for granted, because we go out to these, you know, interviews if, you know, someone's looking for a job and we just pull something out of the closet, put it on, and it's, I mean, individuals, I mean, society, we judge within the first 5 seconds of seeing someone. These particular men who may live in the shelter, who have clothes that are soiled, they don't get that opportunity to verbally introduce themselves. They're introduced visually before they get an opportunity to open their mouths.
Right. Yeah, first impression. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Now, how many men do you have coming through your business, would you say, on a monthly basis?
the numbers vary just because there's so many men that are out here that are in need of services. What we've had recently, just by way of a number of the media interviews that we've done, is a number of clients that are in need of the service, but they haven't done the step one. And the step one is basically being a part of a job training program. It's not a situation where you come off the street and say, oh, I need a seat for an interview. We have to see that you are, in fact, moving forward in your transition. And what happens is we get a number of men that come. So what we do is in turn refer them to different job training agencies to go through that portion, and then they come back to us. The numbers they raise, and it's steady growing. We have, you know, a partnership with a number of the homeless shelters. The Nicholas House is one, for example, where they actually are one of the only homeless shelters in the metro Atlanta area that actually takes entire families. So with that, you know, with that particular, you know, partnership, you know, budding it in place, there's a number of different organizations that are now catching on and say, okay, you know what, well, we need their services. Well, we need their services. So it's growing by the day.
Right. So they got to come in pretty much like fill out an application, you guys, to see where their mindset is at, see if you guys can even get them to want to transition. You know, get them into some training programs. Now, what partners do you work with for your training programs? Colleges,
everywhere. Well, not necessarily colleges or universities. Everywhere from Department of Labor. We're doing some things with Job Corps. A number of different nonprofit organizations, like Technology Uplift, has a organization where they actually train men to rebuild and work on computers and work towards getting A++ certified. And there's a number of different churches and civil organizations and groups throughout the metro Atlanta area that have structured job training components that train clerical, administrative classes on down to special trades and skills. So what we do is we partner with all of those organizations, and when they're about to graduate or complete those particular programs, they in turn come to us, and then we help them move forward and look the part and, you know, go out there and brush their shoulders off and all of that kind of good stuff.
Right. Well, it is just awesome what you are doing. When I first saw your company, I was like, wow, it's really touching and inspiring, especially in these times. You know, I see a lot of it also, people, you know, not just what you do, just people, families, and a whole as a whole is just in a start over transitional period because of this whole financial crisis in America. So that's how Build, Grow, and Enjoy became, you know, a vision of mine to reach out to the community, to reach out to people, to extend that extra hand, shall I say, to help get people back on track. Now, I am also a person that goes straight for the top. So I want to know, what is your best and most successful story? I want to hear the best person and what happened.
The best and most successful story. The best and most successful story I think that we have for the organization is actually one of our team members who, he actually experienced a number of things in life, moved from a different city, didn't necessarily have anything, needless to say, a roof over his head or anything. He came to me, and he came to me open-heartedly and just basically poured everything out. But then he also said that one of the key things that stood out to me was, he wants to be able to help himself so that he can help others.
Wow.
And when you have someone who doesn't have, for the lack of better terms, I mean, you know, a pot or a window to throw it out of, your mentality is, okay, you know, I want to get back on my feet, but I also want to help others. And from that point on, it's just kind of something triggered to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to do everything I can within the organization, but also personally to make sure that I can, in fact, help this particular individual change his situation. And he has been one of the most loyal, dedicated team members for the organization from that day on.
Wow. That's very inspiring. You guys heard it. I mean, that is just absolutely inspiring. Now, I do have your information on the site for everyone to reach out to you, but you can go ahead and say it on the air. How can, you know, one contact Corporate Code for assistance or to get some assistance to you guys so you guys can continue to make such an inspiring impact to the community?
Yeah, you can visit our website, www.corporatecodeatl.org, or you can email us at info@corporatecodeatl.org.
Nice. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Oprah. Is there anything else you want to add and let people know?
Nope, that's pretty much it. I mean, just and no support is too small. It could be, you know, ties. Most people feel like, oh, all I have is ties. Well, those things come in handy, and they mean so much, and they work so much. They work well with what it is that we're doing. So anything that you have in any way, shape, or form, if it fits within our clothing donation guidelines, give us a call, shoot us an email. What we'll do is we'll set up a time for someone to come and pick those items up from you to make it as very non-threatening as possible. You don't have to alter from your everyday routine in order to help and support.
Nice. Well, thank you, James. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing. You know, I just think your business is an inspiration. And, you know, you can be into chat if there's any questions on the buildgrowandenjoy.com. If you want, if you're going to be on there, are you going to be on chat just for the listeners to know if they have any questions for you or how long you're going to be on there?
Yeah, okay. I am okay, up there now, so I will be there. Okay. And thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, and I will be in touch. Thank you for all your hard work and your contribution to the community. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Hi, this is Al Simon, president of Simon Incorporated. Are you frustrated because you're trying to build a pipeline for business for next quarter and not sure how to go about doing that? Or are you concerned because you seem to be wasting an awful lot of time chasing unqualified prospects, but you don't even know right now that they're unqualified? We work with entrepreneurs and small business owners on a systematic way of building their clientele. Give us a call at 770-281-9090 or visit us on the web at www.simonsaysell.com. www.simonandcorporated.net.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.